Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Restrictions, that's what you're going to be hearing about today. Isn't it all anyone really wants to know about at the minute anyway? But in terms of what's happening today, the National Public Health Emergency Team, they're going to meet later on this morning and they're meeting to discuss further extending the movement restrictions. So these are the current restrictions that we have at the moment, the ones that were announced last Friday, where you can't really go beyond 2 kilometres of your home in most cases. So NPHET's going to meet later this morning to discuss those restrictions. But a formal recommendation won't be made until Friday. That's this coming Friday. And look, you know, I think you can nearly just take it at this stage that these restrictions are going to be extended for another while. That's the lead story on the front of the Irish Times this morning. People urged to stay at home for Easter is the headline on the front of the Irish Times today. I actually forgot it was the Easter holidays at the minute, but the public's been urged to stay at home this coming weekend. Don't take, you know, any unnecessary travel. This was the point being made by the Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan at the press conference yesterday evening, where he said that people with second homes across the country are not to travel to them for the bank holiday weekend. And he also called on the public not to engage in any leisure activities. The when is it all going to end element is the story dominating the front of the Irish Independent this morning. Still no roadmap for the end to national lockdown is the headline in the front of the Irish Independent this morning. The paper leads this morning with them. There's no roadmap for when to ease the extraordinary restrictions imposed on the public due to the coronavirus crisis. And the Taoiseach said planning was taking place for how the restrictions on everyday life would eventually be lifted, but he admitted the government would have to figure it out as we go along. The Irish Independent also reporting this morning that a consistent fall in the number of COVID-19 cases and intensive care admissions, that's going to be the key factors in determining when stay-at-home orders, things like your school closures and business shutdowns, are going to be phased out. And Leo Varadkar also signalled restrictions on non-essential movement, as well as cocooning for older people, would be extended beyond this coming Sunday. Now, he said that ensuring the over 70s see many more birthdays in the years ahead was worth the sacrifice. So a drop in the number of COVID-19 cases and intensive care admissions, that's what you really need to be watching out for in terms of trying to get an indication as to when some of the restrictions might be lifted. The other thing too to note today, and this is worth watching out for so many of you out there this morning, and that's when the National Public Health Emergency Team meet, because the team is going to consider the public health implications of setting up a childcare scheme to try and facilitate healthcare workers. This is the trade unions have maintained that the lack of childcare could force essential health staff that are trying to work from home. Nurses have claimed that, you know, some are being forced to pay up to €110 per day to have their child looked after or minded at the minute to try and allow them to go into work in some of the hospitals. Leo Varadkar has said that financing and staffing of a childcare scheme for essential personnel was in place, and while the government was ready to push the button, clearance was needed from the public health team. So the fact that the creches are closed has of course been a huge barrier for so many people, particularly emergency personnel trying to go to work. We want to hear from you this morning. If you're a healthcare worker, if you're on your way to work out there this morning, or you could well be on your way home from work, we want to hear from you. Did you have to pay the guts of €110 to have your kids looked after while you went to work in some of the country's hospitals this morning? We want to know, what are you paying at the minute, and how could this scheme possibly help you? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. The impact of the restrictions, that's really what's dominating the Irish Examiner this morning. Their headline today: jobless figure may have hit 25% months earlier than predicted. The lead story in the front of the Examiner: unemployment, which had been forecast to peak at 25% this summer due to the crisis, may have already exceeded that level 2 months earlier than forecast. Issued by the Department of Employment Affairs and Social Protection, the figures have stunned economists. They show a total of 714,000 now claim income supports, and the number of people on the new €350 a week unemployment scheme surging by 224,000 in just 7 days. to 507,000. And based on the total claimant accounts, the figures suggest that the effective unemployment rate has already surged to well above that 25% rate, which the central bank predicted last Thursday in its latest quarterly bulletin. And for instance, in the front of the Irish Examiner, UCC economist Seamus Coffey, who's the former chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, he said the rise in the jobless numbers had been swift and that the official forecasts have been surpassed. The new figures point to unemployment staying at elevated levels for longer if the period of the lockdown were to be extended. And the leap in the figures came really as kind of your building sites were ordered to close. That's just over a week ago now, and appear to suggest that all of those employed in the industry and in many other parts of the economy lost their jobs last week. But Conal McQuillia, the chief economist at Davy Research, said the numbers were extraordinary and will also need more scrutiny. There's more on that story. You'll be hearing much more about that too on Business Breakfast and with Shane Kieran here on the programme from 6:30 this morning. Just to some of the other coronavirus stories inside the papers too today. In the front of the Irish Times this morning, teaching children has emerged as the main source of stress for families adapting to the government introduced restrictions designed to curb COVID-19. Overall, the population has suffered a significant decline in well-being, with high levels of stress and anxiety, according to draft research findings into the psychological impact of these measures. For instance, things like being outdoors, whether it's walking or gardening, that had the most calming effect for people, the research conducted by the subgroup of the National Public Health Emergency Team indicated. But in contrast, homeschooling of children was the highest reported stressor for parents who responded to this survey of more than 600 people. Liam Delaney, who's a professor of economics at UCD and one of the members of the subgroup, said that while not completely surprising, the frequency with which homeschooling of children popped up as a source of stress points to the need for more support for parents in this endeavour. And he said the consumption of social media regarding the epidemic was also a major source of anxiety for many people. Interesting research, front page of the Irish Times too today. The story, one of the stories that caught my eye this morning as well, remember when everybody went mad about a month ago out shopping and stockpiling everything they could find, cans and toilet roll, cans of food and toilet rolls and no need for any of it. But the Examiner leads this morning with a story about the grocery market. It had its busiest ever month of March. Shoppers spending an additional €122. People are making less trips now to the supermarket, but their spending has increased when they do go there. Spending increased on things like hand soap, household cleaners, toilet roll, tissues and frozen food. This is new data issued by Kantar, and it shows the 12 weeks to March the 22nd were the busiest ever recorded, with year-on-year sales increasing by over 10%. Soap, household cleaners among the most sought-after items. Your hand soap sales have jumped by 300%. Demand for your household cleaners up by 170%. Facial tissues, toilet roll were also in demand. Sales up 140% and 86% respectively there. And then in terms of food items with a longer shelf life, they're topping the list. Your frozen foods, those can be stored at room temperature, saw sales increase by 32% by comparison to a growth of just 16% for fresh food. More on that Kantar research front page of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also worth noting too today, if you've booked a holiday, airline passengers could have to make do with vouchers or credit notes instead of refunds for cancelled trips if new proposals from the Transport Minister are to be approved. Shane Ross is exploring options which will help travel agents and tour operators mitigate against potential losses in these exceptional times. To some of the other stories worth pointing out today, also inside the Irish Examiner this morning, at least 40% of drink drivers are twice the legal limit or above. This is new research. The Medical Bureau of Road Safety also said that when it came to toxicology tests for suspected drug driving, just over 3/4 of those samples were found to be positive for at least one drug class on preliminary drug testing. The data is contained in the MBRS's 2018 annual report out this morning. Also worth noting too today, the Ben Half-Half twins in County Cork reach a milestone. The family of the country's miracle twins, Hassan and Hussein Ben Half-Half, have issued a message of hope to mark the 10th anniversary of their separation surgery. Their mum, Angie, said they had hoped to mark today's milestone with a party, but celebrations of course on hold because of the current crisis. And just finally this morning, if you've little ears, this might be one to point out to them later today. In New Zealand, the Prime Minister there has given the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy key worker status. Jacinda Ardern granted them the official status at a press conference yesterday, saying, "You'll be pleased to know that we do consider both the Tooth Fairy and the Easter Bunny to be essential workers," but she warned that the bunny might not be able to visit every single home this coming Easter. Those are the stories making the headlines this Tuesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.